So what's going on? This is episode 3 of Coffee with Riley. I'm Riley, and I just drank some coffee. Hopefully, by now, you guys have kind of figured out that you should be drinking some coffee when you're listening to this. Maybe someday soon, I'll start buying you guys cups of coffee. I'll pick someone from the comments and send you some money on PayPal for a cup of coffee, and we can drink coffee together. So, you know, earlier I was thinking that, like, hey, I don't really know what to talk about today. I was watching, I think it was a 4D session with Gary Vaynerchuk, and he does this thing called 4Ds, where he has a bunch of entrepreneurs, like 10 of them, come in. They each pay him like 10 grand, and they come in for a day, and he just schools them. And so he records an hour. Like, they get an hour with him, and he records that and puts it on YouTube so everyone can watch what he's saying. And he was saying how, especially when it comes to content creation, it's a lot easier when you have a structure. So when you plan out, like this is the day of the week, this is what I do on this day, this is what I do on this day. And apparently it makes it really easy in terms of creating content, because you don't really have to think about what to do. You just know what you're doing. But, I always resist structure. It's just in my nature. So what I like to do is, like, kind of just wait and hope that something comes. But it usually does. And, I'm sure it could come the other way too. That's one of my things, I guess. So what I wanted to talk about today is, it's hard to kind of put into words, but, how your, like, what you want, or like what you think would be an opportunity, what you would like your ideal opportunity, is probably not going to come in the way that you think it is. Like, it's whatever way you see it in your head, most likely it's not going to be that way. So that's kind of like a big concept, and I'm just going to spend most of this podcast just breaking that down. So one of the things that I struggle with, and I think most of us do, is lack of wisdom, right? We don't know what we don't know, and it's not our fault. Ignorance is bliss, you know. It's not our fault. Like, experience is the only teacher. A lot of us think, especially me, that we know how things are going to work out. That the plan that we put into action is, that's the plan, and that's how it's going to work. So, you know, the reality is that that's just not true. That's not how things work. Hold on, let me just maximize this. That's not true. That's not how things work. And it makes it harder when you're trying to do something, right? Because you're working off of a false reality, and you're trying to make that fit into the current reality. And a lot of people, especially me, run into frustrations when you're working off of a plan, because you can never follow a plan step by step. It just doesn't work that way. Maybe if you're making cookies, you can. But if you're doing something new, right, you can't do that. Like, it's in our nature to systemize things, right? But you can't really systemize the new. Some people, especially in like Silicon Valley, would argue that you can. But when it comes down to it, like the actual making the labor intensive stuff, most of the time, you're doing something like you're finding what not to do, especially when you're building things. It's like you in terms of like, you know, tech or coding, a lot of the times that first page, that, you know, that first thing you code, you code it out once, and then like the next hour you just spend going back and changing things, like little tweaks here and there, little tweaks here and there. And every time you make a tweak, you know, it changes that thing, like, you know, 10% or whatever. You know, I just released an app on the App Store and or on Google Play Store, and it's already on like version 120. Because that's how many times I've made changes to it since it started, and it doesn't look anything like it did when it first, when I first made it. And that was like a week ago. So we never know, how it's going to look, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's frustrating for people like me who want to maintain control of things. You know, it makes you realize like how little you actually do know. And it kind of, like, for me, I just get fascinated because I didn't know I was going to make something like that. And that's usually like whenever I make something, like, I had no idea I was making that. You know what I mean? And I can think what I want. Like, I can think I do know, but the end product is always going to be different if it's good. But, right? Like, if you're working from a plan, like step by step, that end product is probably just going to be like, you know, whatever. But when you're following that creation method, you know what I mean? And yeah, it's, I don't know, that's just the way it works. Hold on a sec. I got to take a sip of coffee. You know, we have this other project called Iron Buffet, and it's a fitness platform, and that's the same thing. I think that went through like 10 evolutions, and it's still going through evolutions. Like, we're working on other things. I think it's just, you know, how things work. You know, if you look at like life on the earth, I mean, it's been through thousands of evolutions, and each one is like improving on itself. Same thing with technology. But the thing is like, that's supposed to be the same way with us too. You know what I mean? Like, we're supposed to, even as we're living, we're supposed to be evolving. I know a lot of people don't believe in evolution. It, to me, it's the only thing that makes sense. Because if you look at like where we were, you know, 2000 years ago, 3000 years ago, the way we behaved, just in general, who we were, completely different species, in my opinion. So what does this have to do with like expectations and, you know, stuff like that? It's kind of, so there's this one thing that I've kind of been like scooting around. And that's like what makes sense. You know, it's like the key to the lock, right? Tony Robbins calls it grace, right? I like, honestly, I just think of it as consciousness. That's, you know, some people call it God, whatever. I think of it as consciousness. The thing that makes you think, right? Whatever that thing is. I think there's a, so, you know, they always say like, don't judge somebody off what they say, judge somebody off what they do. Right. When I look at the patterns of consciousness or life or God or evolution, I see like an ever, progressing upward arc of intelligence. You know, yeah. So for me, it's like, there's some type of intention there. Right. And I think that intention is like everything. Now the way this works with, you know, making things and having expectations is, that intention just gives you the intention. It it doesn't give you the whole story. You know what I mean? And it could just be because it doesn't know the whole, like even that thing that's making it doesn't know it. But it gives you the intention. And as long as you hold on to that intention, usually things fall into place. As long as you hold on to it, right? So, you know, it's, what was it, that Netflix series where they have the Upside Down? You know, they talk about dark energy, how it's like 70% of the universe, maybe more. I think there's a lot of stuff that we don't know about that we can't even fathom, right? That comes into play in our lives. And I think it plays a huge role. Some people, I think, learn to like maneuver with it, right? Some people, you know, spiritual masters or, you know, gurus or whatever you want to think of them as, like, they learn to kind of play with this, like the metaphysical reality. In my opinion, I think that's the dark energy. Like, I'm too dumb when I, you know, so when I try to think about this stuff, I just get confused. But I think that understanding that you only have to do so much, and that you don't actually need to know what you're doing, I think it helps a lot of us. I know it helps me because especially like this stuff I'm doing now, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'll be honest with you. Like, I really don't. I'm just learning as I go. But there's something that's pushing me towards certain things, you know, and whatever that thing is definitely a higher intelligence. It's more intelligent than I am. And so I think understanding that, like, you're guided, right? And like really truly believing that, whether or not you're religious, for me, the way I see it, because I used to ask these questions all the time when I was a kid, a little bit about me, like, I'm a foster kid. I was adopted, but I'm a foster kid. And when I was a kid, you know, I used to, like, really ask, like, why the fuck am I here? Didn't make sense to me. Like, it didn't make sense because what I lived through every day was not a pleasant reality, right? So it's like, I didn't understand why something like that would put you there, right? But the thing is like, if you look back, if you look at any book ever, right, any story ever, there's always a plot, a climax, and a resolution, right? Something like that. But you get introduced to the characters, big problems, and then solutions, right? Hero's journey. We're all on our own hero's journey, right? So something put you here, okay? It could be you, who knows? Whatever you think, it doesn't really matter. It could just be circumstance, but in my, like, even, so synchronicity, right? That's circumstance. It's like circumstance with intention, right? It's like, what do people call it? Like miracles or like weird happenings. People see them all the time in their lives, right? They're called synchronicities. So even if you see these synchronicities as weird happenings, they're like just random things, something is picking that number out of that random number generator, right? That's the thing that I think governs everything, right? So when it comes back to like intention, understanding that that thing most likely is always guiding you in the right place, I think it really helps, you know? And like, even if you think it's you, knowing that like you're always making the right choice no matter what choice you make, I think that's a huge, like a huge good thing for people. A lot of the times after we make choices, we kind of doubt ourselves, right? Because things get hard. But that's the way it works. Like, it's the way it's supposed to be. Because it's like digging a hole, right? You make the choice to dig a hole. Like, let's say you want to dig a well. First, you got to dig through the dirt, right? And then you get the water. You always have to do that, no matter what choice you make, you know? you can choose, you can always choose the easy way, but the easy way is going to be basic and boring, and it's going to be where you are right now, and you'll never be happy. The easy way is thinking, you know, right? You already know what's going to work. You know, like you already know how things are going to work out. You already know what you can make. You already know what you can do. If you work off of that reality, you're not going to be happy. And it sucks because, you know, you think it's like the other way around, right? You think the people who don't know what they're doing, you think they're the dumb ones, but they're not. Like they're the ones that are really living. You know, a lot of this is ego and defense. And if you look back at like the epidemiology of things, you understand the position of the ego, right? It's nothing but a survival mechanism, and that's it. It's a quick reflex to protect you, and you can go as deep into it as you want, but at the basis, that's what it is. It's a defense mechanism. And the thing is like one of the facets of the defense mechanism is you not realizing that it's like what it's doing. You know what I mean? That it even exists. So it's like it's kind of hard to explain it. It's a thing that you don't see. You know what I mean? But it's always there. Yeah, I mean, like, without talking about psychology and stuff, it's kind of hard to explain it. But anyways, really, I just want to get the message out that be patient. Don't think you know what you're doing. Like, be willing to learn. Some people say keep the childlike wonder, you know, like really maintain the ignorance of things. Get the wisdom, but maintain the ignorance, because that ignorance is what's going to lead you into success. Knowing that you don't know, like knowing that there's more to it, and knowing that whatever choice you make is the right choice because you made that choice, it's going to help you. It's going to help. You might not think it's going to help, but 3 years after you make that choice, you'll know it helped. So Robert Greene says 10,000 hours, it's about 5 years. Every apprenticeship is about 5 years. So, I mean, you got to start thinking about things long term. It's not just I made that choice and a week later I'm broke, so it didn't pay off. It doesn't work like that. You got to go deep. This life is a long game. And, you know, if you want to play, you got to start thinking long term. So that's all I got today. If you want to start learning how to market or do anything like that, how to sell things online, how to get results for people, how to get clients, check out this new Marketing 101 app that's available on the Google Play Store. I just launched it. I keep updating it like every day. I'm adding a bunch of new stuff on it. There's a bunch of free ebooks on there, a bunch of video trainings. Marketing 101 podcast is directly on there too. There's a chat room, social network, so you can get in touch with other people who are doing marketing as well. It's something that I think is really going to help the community. And so head on over to that. That's Marketing 101. And also there's a link in the show notes. So that's it. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll talk to you later.